Hi, this week we're continuing our study from last week, Things You Need to Know About Islam. This is part two. Since September 11th, 2001, since that terrorist attack, the media has portrayed Muslims and the Islamic religion as peace-loving, gentle individuals who simply love God the same way all other religious people do. Is this the truth? Or is it propaganda? Are Muslims by and large peaceful? Is Islam a religion of peace which is opposed to violence? Is the terrorism that occurred September 11th, 2001, is that out of character for this religion? And is it the result of only a few out-of-control extremists? A brief look at Islamic history will reveal that what we saw on September 11th, 2001 is not an isolated case. The leadership of our country is expecting all of us to undergo a case of massive amnesia. We're supposed to forget and ignore all the news reports of daily violence and terrorism that occurs in Islamic-controlled countries. And the reason Islam is a violent-filled religion is because the leader and founder of Islam was a violent, hate-filled person. Muhammad was rejected by the citizens of Mecca as a prophet of God. He withdrew from Mecca to the city of Medina. Eventually, he returned to the city of Mecca and with the sword conquered the city. Active opponents near at hand were conquered by the sword. Josh McDowell writes this: between the return to Mecca and Muhammad's death, the prophet zealously and militantly propagated Islam, and the new faith quickly spread throughout the area. Now, question: why do people use the sword to spread their religion? Why would a religious group threaten to kill people who would not convert to their religion? Well, the answer is obvious. Because the reasoning used to support that religion is indefensible. If reasoning and argumentation could prove a religious group to be the true religion of God, then reasoning and argumentation would be used. But when there is no sound reasoning, a sword is used. And as we noticed last week, Muhammad claimed to be a prophet from God with a new religion. He claimed to be having revelations from God, but he offered absolutely zero proof. When men are converted, it is because of fear for their lives and not because of sound reasoning and argumentation. By way of contrast, the apostles of Christ went everywhere reasoning with people and debating, because the religion of Christ is built upon sound argumentation and sound reason. In Acts chapter 17, verse 2, Paul, as his custom was, went in to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures. In Acts 17, verse 17, therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. In Acts 18, verse 4, he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded Jews and Greeks. In Acts 24, verses 24 and 25, after some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now, and when I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Over and over again, you will read such statements as this: God rules over his people by reason. He appeals to man's intellect, whereas Satan appeals to man's fleshly appetites. When people have nothing to reason about, when they cannot prove their case by logical and sound evidence, they must resort to threats, intimidation, violence, and terrorism. Look at the Arab nations. Look at Islamic-controlled nations. Do you know of any of them that are peace-loving? In all honesty, is the Islamic religion based on trying to convince unbelievers that Islam is God's religion? Or are they trying to intimidate and threaten those who disagree with them? Jesus said, "By their fruits you will know them." Matthew 7, verse 16. In them is fulfilled the words of Jesus. In John 16, verse 2, "The time is coming that whoever kills you, apostles, will think that he offers God service." Well, that's exactly what happened on September 11th, 2001. They thought they were doing God service by killing people. Well, to conclude our brief survey of the Islamic faith, keep these important points in mind. Islam was founded by a self-proclaimed prophet who was himself unsure whether he was even receiving revelations from God at first. His wife convinced him that the angel Gabriel was speaking with him and that he should form a new religion. And rather than reason with people and convert people by debate and argumentation, Muhammad turned to the sword, and so have all of his followers since. Well, how should Christians treat Muslims? Exactly as Jesus prescribed. In Matthew 5, verse 43, he said, "You've heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week and last week as well. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.